For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. The City of Montreal will be working in collaboration with the SPVM to help promote pedestrian awareness. According to the city statistics, 14 pedestrians die each year. Of these fatalities, 60% involve people over 65 years old. As part of the city's Vision Zero plan, the city will begin installing new pedestrian lights with longer counts and new signal sounds. The city will also be working with the boroughs to encourage creating a 5-meter clearance at intersections to increase pedestrian visibility. Speed limits on main streets will be reduced to 40 kilometers per hour and to 30 kilometers per hour on residential streets. The plan also aims to improve the bike path network across the city and will work towards developing an express bike path throughout the city. The CAQ government has adopted Bill 2, a new law on cannabis consumption. As of January 1, 2020, the legal age to use marijuana in Quebec will rise from 18 to 21. According to CTV News, Junior Health Minister Lionel Carman tabled the bill and said that it was created to protect young developing brains from the risks associated with using marijuana. One of the first to criticize the government's passage of Bill 2 was the Quebec Cannabis Industry Association, who said that the new law will only steer young Quebecers to the black market for cannabis. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has also criticized Quebec's plan to raise the age limit to 21, saying it could leave an opening for organized crime. Thousands of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters plan to join clubbers in the party district of Lan Kwai Fong on Halloween night. Protesters plan to wear now-banned face masks and march without police permission from a park in the Causeway Bay shopping district through the bar streets of Wan Chai. Many are expecting a potentially dangerous Halloween. Hong Kong police said they would close some roads on Halloween night to facilitate public celebration. Police also warned that members of the public should avoid traveling to the concerned area when public disorder occurs. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.